Unseen, Tragic, Garlic Taco, Act 3, The Vile Workplace. Getting colder now. Fall is here with a chill breeze and lazy mornings. I don't want to get out of the van's back seats I folded down to use as my bed. I have a fairly big bed in this neighborhood. Most of people here sleep on car seats, and those are never comfy. Some sleep on the ground on warm days, but then they are more vulnerable to surprise attack. Most of them sleep in their vehicles, with the remaining windows rolled up and the doors locked. I brew some flower tea and then it's off to bed. I wake up many times during the night. Local kids driving their four-wheelers about, most of them modified so they can make maximum sound. You may think they would lay off during the midnight hours after one of their number got shot down a year and a half ago. But it has been pretty non-violent for them lately, and they get bold. When I woke this morning, it was to find my special flowers had all been run down, run over by the four-wheelers that spun in the flower bed till the plants and flowers were all shredded and all over the road and parking lot. I vowed revenge to destroy the very machines that have done this. All this had to wait till after work. I did 4 minutes of stretches and I began walking that long walk to work. In my pocket of my leather discolored jacket was a pack of Keebler buttercrackers. Those were for lunch. I found a lighter by the side of the road. It was a cheap one, mostly out of fluids, but if you flick it long enough, you get a little sliver of flame. I placed the lucky find in my pocket beside the crackers. I was so hungry for those crackers right now, but 8 hours of work, I would have to wait. I would have to ration. The boss makes an announcement today that the business is closing down its American branches and moving to Iraq to employ Muslim slaves. He further said that the government was paying for this out of our Social Security retirement fund so the company can make a smooth, profitable transition. We had 3 weeks left to be employed, then we must find money for stale bread elsewhere. War is good, the boss says. He is getting $7,000 severance pay out of the money that was taken from our retirement accounts. He openly gloated about all this, but then he did have 7 armed guards to back him up. Small wonder that every great once in a while some poor soul finally gets a chance and maims or kills these pricks. Then the newspapers and TV news makes it out such a big tragedy. Some pillar of our community cut down when he had so much left to give. So much left to fucking take, more like it. I really wanted to kill right then, right there. 12 years ago, I would have done it. Now, I'm older and tired, with no parental safety net to catch me when I fall. We all just glare at the boss. A couple of hushed comments under the breath and out of direct vision. Our job now, he explained, would be to shift over to shipping out all the tools, products, and machines. Fan-fucking-tastic. We are working the products out for the rest of the week. Working the products out, and then it's time to go. There is a big rumor circulating that we are not getting paid for our last week here because the CEO of the company is moving overseas with all the cash when the company moves. But it's hard to plot a revolution when you are too tired to do much more than veg out in front of the computer or TV until it's time to go to bed early and sleep a poor, sore sleep. Maybe this spring, into revolution we will fling. Maybe some caffeine will make us fighting machines. Then we let the gunshots ring. payroll hours are short in this phase of the operation. I get sent home after working 3.5 hours. But I feel kind of glad about it. It gives me time to go shopping at the used bookstore a couple blocks north of work. They sell used books at half the cover price. So I buy a couple short story anthologies from the early 80s, nicely low cover price, minus 50%, and away I went. I went home to my van and I brewed some of my dwindling special buzz flower tea while admiring the cover art of these two books. I drank 2 cups of tea that late afternoon while reading the preface at the first 2 stories of The Nightmare Mission, 14 short stories based on the idea of a haunted missionary church in South Africa. The first story was by Clive King. It was called Black and White and Lots of Gore. Disturbingly yummy visions swirled in my head as I relax and reflect on the story. Kinda like that afterglow after a sexual experience. What a rich broth of sexual horror that was. I hide the book under some loose carpeting in my van, and I stretch out for a nap.